10. We are not victims of aging, sickness, and death. These are part of the scenery, not the seer, who is immune to any form of change. Life at its source is creation. When you get in touch with your own inner intelligence, you get in touch with the creative core of life. In the old paradigm, control of life was assigned to DNA, an enormously complex molecule. In the new paradigm, control of life belongs to awareness. The billions of changes occurring in ourselves are only the passing scenery of life. Behind their mask is the seer who represents the source of the flow of awareness. Every one of our cells is nothing but intelligence organized into various layers of visible and invisible patterns. We are made victims of sickness, aging, and death by gaps in our self-knowledge. To lose awareness is to lose intelligence. To lose intelligence is to lose control over the end product of intelligence, the human body. Therefore, the most valuable lesson the new paradigm can teach us is this: if you want to change your body, change your awareness first. Our fearful images of growing old, coupled with high rates of disease and senility among the elderly, result in grim, self-fulfilling expectations. But one underlying assumption, that humans have to age, has not been radically challenged. Aging made sense in a scheme of nature where all things change, fade away, and die. It makes much less sense in a world where an endless flow of ever-renewing intelligence is present all around us. Which view you adopt is your choice. There is no limit to the energy, information, and intelligence concentrated in one person's existence. The emptiness at the core of every atom is the womb of the universe. In this emptiness is a silence where time's breath does not wither, but only renews. This is the land where no one is old. This land is nowhere but in yourself.
Writing's on the wall, brother. Your life is in your hands. It's up to you to see the writing on the wall. Looks you in the eye, mister. It's time we stand up tall. Go see and understand.
The first step toward experiencing your body in a different way is to change your interpretation of it. Try to let go of the assumption that your body is aging because things are just that way, while still honoring your deep belief in aging, sickness, and death. Allow yourself to set the old paradigm aside for a moment. The quantum worldview, or the new paradigm, teaches us that we are constantly making and unmaking our bodies. The body is a process, and as long as that process is directed toward renewal, the cells of the body remain new, no matter how much time passes or how much entropy we are exposed to. To have a renewed body, you must be willing to have new perceptions that give rise to new solutions. The exercises which follow aim to open up new perceptions. Ideally, as we move on to later exercises, knowledge and experience will begin to fuse. That is the sign that you are assimilating this new worldview in place of the old. Exercise 1. Seeing through the mask of matter. Let us see if we can go beyond the five senses to find a level of transcendental experience which is in fact more real than the world of the senses. Look at your hand and examine it closely. This is the hand your senses report to you, a material object composed of flesh and blood. We will attempt to thaw out your hand and give you a different experience of it beyond the reach of your senses.